Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV. Cavaliers. Cavaliers hopefully will win on Sunday. Your Guardians, big winners yesterday. And a weird rain delay game again. But still, ended up well. They won the game. Fantastic 4-3 on Hel Martinez. Fantastic as always. Hello, Tone.
What's going on, Kenny? What a wacky homestand. You heard it there from Vote. They got totally annihilated if you just go by the runs in this homestand, and yet they won the homestand.
Hey, you know what? Hey, did you see the hits?
Yeah.
We were being out hit 11-2 by the time the second weather delay came around.
It's incredible.
We got out hit 13-3 yesterday.
Hey, you know what?
They got destroyed in 1, 2, 3 of these games. And then the ones they won, it was mostly by one run.
Take what we can get right now. 18-13.
They won three of them.
18-13? 18-13 Guardians? Yeah. Tigers keep winning, so I mean, what the hell? Damn it, they're 20-12. Either way, 18-13, I'll take the 18-13, and we'll move on. Jose Ramirez became the seventh player to do 250-250, 250 home runs, 250 stolen bases with one team. The other six are all in the Hall of Fame. Tone, you asked me a question. Ask the question to everybody else.
Who are those other Hall of Famers?
No, I don't have that in front of me. I know Ryan Sandberg.
I do have
Remember,
it,
it's
actually.
Not Ryan, it's Ryan.
You were so excited to get that little fact out,
well, because
you didn't have the names?
Because it set you up for the question you
are
were going to ask.
Are you ready for these names?
Yes. What? Who? Yes, who?
You ever heard of Willie Mays?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Robin Yount?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Craig Biggio?
Heard of him.
Barry Bonds.
I've also recalled his name as well.
And, of course,
Barry Lamar Bonds.
Derek Jeter.
Whoa!
Most overrated player in the history of baseball.
Well, now, you just compared him to Jose Ramirez, so...
Who's the most underrated?
Yeah, Jose's probably the most underrated player
Robin
in the history of baseball.
You think Yount is more underrated?
No.
Robin Yount was a great player. I thought Ryan Sandberg was on that list.
Yeah, I didn't say him.
It's not Ryan, it's Rain.
Because you did that stupid thing about Rain.
It's not Ryan, it's Rain.
So I didn't feel like saying it again.
His name, yes. I tried to get an interview with him.
Pound sand.
Kenny, you went on the junket. What's the town in Pennsylvania? Was it Scranton? Was he a coach? Are they managers or coaches at that level? Was he a
manager? If you're the manager of the team, you're still the manager of the team.
Well, no, I don't know because, like...
Was he an assistant coach?
Why in high school are they coaches?
I don't know. I've always wondered that.
Do any managing?
Why is the high school... Isn't baseball... Aren't they a head coach as well? They're not a manager? Why are they... Can someone explain that to me? Because when I was in Little League, Dad was the manager. He wasn't the head coach. And I think that on our Little League team, the guy's the manager. Me, I'm just an assistant. But I ain't no assistant manager. I'm an assistant coach.
I just remember
this is gonna
attempting to talk
for the rest
to
of the
Ryan
morning.
Sandberg.
Ryan.
Who was a legend in
it's
my
not
household.
Ryan, it's Ryan.
Because I watched so many Cubs games.
Of course.
And when I was watching Cubs games, it was Ryan Sandberg and Andre Dawson. And it was Mitch Wild Thing Williams. And it was Damon Berryhill. I mean, this is why I grew up watching more Cubs games than even Indians games.
Good God.
Because they were on after school. I would get home off the school bus, go to my aunt's house.
Yeah, you did.
And there was nothing to do over there.
Aunt Buzz?
So I was watching just every single Cubs game. And I remember all those years later, I was working in Syracuse, went to Scranton for something. I don't remember what it was. And I tried to arrange an interview with him, and he blew me off completely after the game. And I waited after the game
for Sandberg.
Like 45 minutes. And I talked to their PR person, and they're like, Ryan's just not going to do it today.
What?
He's just not going to do it
what?
Today. Yeah, had it set up and everything.
Did you accidentally call him Ryan?
I was livid.
What do you mean he's not going to do it today?
Just wouldn't do it.
Now I'm actually mad. Yeah. What was in your head?
A total blow off.
He was the manager.
Mm-hmm.
You're a minor league baseball manager.
This was
what?
The Lehigh Valley Iron?
Oh,
here?
Lehigh. Yes, it was Lehigh.
They're in Allentown. Ryan Sandberg won't do an interview.
It's very sad.
I'm going to go ahead and get back to our original topic. Why don't people respect Jose Ramirez? That wasn't it, but it's probably because we just spent 6 minutes on Ryan Sandberg.
Well, I didn't realize that he just would. That's a great story, though. He got blown off by Ryan Sandberg.
Yeah.
You know what? The hell with him. Fine. If he's going to blow you off, he's garbage in my book now.
So the question I wanted to ask you.
Now Jose's on the same list as garbage.
But and also Derek Jeter.
Who Ken thinks is garbage.
Yeah, and Robin Yount.
That's a double garbo.
Not a week goes by we don't mention Robin Yount on
the
show.
There's no problem I have with Robin Yount. Derek Jeter was a fine ball player, okay? He's a Hall of Famer, but good God. Enough of the drinking of the bathwater, and he has no personality, so I don't even want to hear it. We've been down this road a million times. You know who likes Derek Jeter? Mitch. You ever wonder about his personality? Guess what they have in common? Neither of them got one.
Going back to Robin Yount, I really want to hit on this. Yeah, I remember when I was young and collected baseball cards.
Cut you off for an interview too?
Robin Yount had one of the longest back of the baseball cards. He played for like 20 years.
Yeah, he did. It was a long time. He's a great player. What were you going to say about Jose Ramirez?
That I want to know, are they appreciating Jose Ramirez in real time, or is it going to be somebody that once his career is over, you go back and look and you're like, he did that? Because you mentioned that club that he is in.
Pretty exclusive.
It's insane. It's insane. But I want to know, does it feel like that? Do people?
I say yes.
Here's why I ask the question. Do they pinch themselves if they have tickets to go see a Guardians game to go see Jose Ramirez? Is he in that category?
I don't think they pitch themselves, but I think that he's an event in the household.
Can I spin that for you? Are they mad if they go to see a Guardians game and he's not in the lineup?
That's great. That's a great question.
Because I know, especially my boys.
Where's the list?
When they go and it's like a Sunday and he's DHing because, you know, he's played 14 games straight and they want to give him a little bit of a break. So he's not playing third. They get pissed. I know kids get pissed when he's not out there on third base because you feel like you're cheated out of only seeing him at the plate four times and that's it.
Thank you for the list, John, on Twitter. Go ahead.
I just did a whole thing. Oh, I don't need to go ahead.
Yeah, Ken was reading Twitter.
Sorry. Because I was looking for the list because there's a point to be made
you
here.
You lost a face-off with Twitter there. How do you feel about that?
There is monumental a
Ken
stop
was so disappointed
in
every word that came out of your mouth about Jose. I guess that tells us all we need to know.
It tells us a ton.
You were extolling the virtues of Jose Ramirez and we're wondering whether or not he's getting
point,
his due, and Ken read Twitter.
I'm trying to make a point, you ass, and I had to find
the list. I'm trying to make a point, you ass.
Point, counterpoint, ass.
Ass point one.
I wanted to get the list out. So Willie Mays, Robin Yount, Ryan Sandberg, the closest one, the most recent one is Jeter, right? So these are all guys who are basically a bygone era, especially Ryan Sandberg doesn't want to do an interview with my friend.
Sad.
Jeter's the most recent. I think it makes it really special because it's all with one team. 250 home runs, 250 stolen bases with one team. Jose, I think we do it in real time because guys just always leave. It's just always they're not going to be here. And I think we've just accepted it as adults. It's not the right thing to do. Baseball needs to have. I hate to be a proponent of it, but they're going to have to, because you're going to have to go through hell to get it, but they need to get a salary cap and a salary floor. Now, I don't know how you grandfather in teams that got guys who are making $600 million, but you're going to have to do something here because I think you just accept that guys aren't going to be here. Like Jose Ramirez, you admire everything he does. You love everything he does in real time because you know that, or you strongly believe there's not going to be another guy like him. who stays and takes a massive discount.
It's never
so
going to happen.
So because he stays and takes a massive discount,
in any of the sports, it's never going
to
happen
like
that.
We celebrate his accomplishments in real time. And I said this to you like when Tom Hamilton went into the Hall of Fame, I go, well, Jose's the last one you're going to get. Because CeCe's went into the Hall of Fame. He's going to the Hall of Fame this year as a Yankee. Anybody else who ends up being really good, like Francisco Lindor, if he goes to the Hall of Fame, guess what? He ain't going in as an Indian. He's going in as a New York Met. So you don't even have that. So Jose's like the last guy, unless you can get Kenny in, unless we get Kenny Lofton in, like Jose's the last one.
I was always trying to get Omar in.
Well, that's a conversation for a different day now. That's become
but it's
a
probably
murky.
Not happening for either, is it?
It might happen for Kenny. Why can't it happen for Kenny?
I just kind of close in my mind. I was just like, if it hadn't happened by now.
Well,
I know baseball has their contingencies.
Kenny's numbers, especially because Major League Baseball has had their, if you want to talk about contingencies, guys who like are not going to ever be in the Hall of Fame, persona non grata, Kenny has an argument because of his stats and longevity over time. And because if you're just going to, I hate to put it out like this because it makes Kenny look worse, but if you're just going to get rid of all these other guys, then you have a conversation about, okay, Kenny. Because we're putting in some of the other guys that we've put in here recently who are, they're Hall of Famers. I don't want to take rips at them, so I'm not going to name names. But, you know, like, no, they were not the best of the generation. The best of the generation are guys who have been blackballed from the game for the most part. Then fine, you got to put Kenny in because Kenny was a fine player.
All those guys feel like that are not getting in that we know are not getting in from our childhood that are Hall of Famers to us, but they won't get in for, you know, whatever reason. He's one of the ones that doesn't have one of those black marks on his on his checklist, right?
Which I have not had to have. I always thought I'd have to have that weird conversation who said, like, what are we going to do with our kids? It hasn't happened yet about Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens.
Well, probably won't now because so they don't care about baseball like that.
Well, you just had to go up there and say it like that, didn't you?
They don't care about the history of baseball.
No, they don't. But they do care about the history of basketball. They have a lemonade stand. They're doing a lemonade stand this week. My son and his group in their class project, they named it the MJ Lemonade Stand after Michael Jordan. And he was like talking as I got home yesterday. He goes, well, we named it after MJ, Michael Jordan, because he's the GOAT. And he just kept talking. I went, looking at him going, the hell you, what?
Wow.
I go, you not know a man named LeBron James,
first
boy?
First Pat Boyle, then your son.
Now my son. They're all turning against us, Tone. They just accept it in his class. And I'm about to be like, you know what? You guys need to have a career day. And I'm going to go there, and I'm just going to start talking about how LeBron James is really the GOAT. Damn it.
That would be great for career day, and you just yelling at kids that they don't know their ass.
Did I say they didn't know their ass?
I just didn't know lemonade stands get named.
Why well, you got to name the lemonade stand.
I did not know that.
That way you don't lose
Do they
it.
Have signage?
Ed Wunsler taught me the story years ago on the Boondocks. You better name that lemonade stand. Yeah, you got to name the stand. You got to name the stand. And theirs is called the MJ stand. Because it's apparently the greatest lemonade that you can ever buy coming up this weekend. Which is great marketing to me. I don't necessarily want to say what it stands for, because I don't want the fine folks with Jordan Incorporated to go hear that. They might have a suit on their hands. And now I have the dream team, but my lawyers are not nearly as good as Michael Jordan's lawyers. No, no way. Not a chance in hell.
Yeah, but did you get a cease and desist from him? Because I got a cease and desist from someone else's lawyer.
Yeah. Speaking of goats.
That cemented it right there.
Did you frame that? You should frame that and put it in your office.
You know what? I have no idea where that is. How would I
remember
that
day? That was a hell of a day that day. But we're going to move on from talking about that conversation.
I'm like, so I can never talk about him again? It's going to be hard.
It's going to be a little difficult here. But I think Jose's one of the few guys. We usually do it in the twilight of a guy's career and how like they're finally coming down. And they got to do it the right way. Like Aaron Rodgers, he's given us no time to remark over his achievements because he's been just such a whack job from Neptune. But if you know a guy's coming to an end, you get to kind of celebrate. Like when LeBron says he's going to retire, I don't think LeBron's just going to walk away from the league this year. LeBron will say when his last year is because the league is going to want him to do it because everywhere he goes. Like we gave Vince Carter a gift his last game in Cleveland. He's getting a gift everywhere he goes. And so he's going to get some trinket that he carries back on the plane. He'll probably get annoyed with it after a while, but it's what the NBA wants, and it's what the NBA is going to get because he's always been good for the NBA. And he'll do that, and then we'll know his last year.
But we'll
celebrate his accomplishments.
Yeah.
But in real time, I knew I was watching greatness with LeBron, but you were too busy winning. With Jose, I think it's a little bit of both. I think you're recognizing how great he is, and also, yeah, you're trying to win, but you also look back and go, God, 250 home runs, 250 stolen bases, all with the Gardos.
That's funny. It feels
really
like
good.
It feels like Jose has had all these big benchmark moments already this year and huge moments. Statistically, across the board, he's having his worst season as a Guardian. Is that alarming
early
to you,
May.
Or is it still too early?
Still early May. He's got a couple of years left of the prime. Won't you get all worked up
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, it's 30 games. He's only 30 games in.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Mitch, is your mic working? It's not working. Mitch's mic ain't working. That's what he was upset about.
Yeah, he wanted to talk about.
There we go.
He wanted to talk about the captain and
let's
Derek
Jeter. When you walk in and set up.
Exactly. That's
five
right.
5 seconds before the segment.
That's right.
Ooh, shots fired on
yeah,
a Friday
when you walk
morning.
In, say something.
Let's do this.
Hey, we'll get out to the weekend. While we'll blow off some steam.
You gotta love a school board meeting. All right, go right on ahead.
All right, yesterday we had the Cleveland Guardians beating the Minnesota Twins in a walk-off in extra innings, rain-delayed extra innings, a game in which for the 12th time since 2022, the Guardians have walked off on the Minnesota Twins. We've seen it reoccurring over the last couple of seasons so much that the Twins broadcast yesterday even made mention of it towards the end.
0-2 on Martinez. Ramirez runs and the pitch. Ground ball right side. Base hit right field. Ramirez rounds. Ramirez scores. And the Guardians do it again. 4-3. Another walk-off win here in Cleveland. It's amazing. Year after year, we see the same finish at this ballpark. Despite the rain delays, it doesn't change. The Guardians walk off the Twins yet again.
And that's Corey Provis and Denard Span on Twins TV. I mean, it's like reoccurring
a
at this
dozen
point.
Dozen since 2022.
Isn't that insane?
That is unbelievable. They hate it here. They really do hate it here. That's a fantastic number. I was so excited. I was watching. I saw they walked out to the mound on Hel Marte because I had to walk out. They came back in, and I took off my suit jacket. I looked down, and I see them walking out to the mound. I go, oh, and Hel Marte is going to do this. He's going to do this right here. And sure as hell, man, I'm telling you, he's taking over for Naylor as the most entertaining Cleveland Guardian. What? I love that kid, man.
Yeah, were you one of those that saw what happened in the bottom of the ninth and you're like, we're not recovering from this. We couldn't get it done there. It's not happening.
One out.
Yeah.
See, I disagree. The Twins did get the lead in the top of the 10th inning, but once we got the first hit and run, I'm like, okay, we get the next guy in scoring position. We're good. We got this.
I mean, basically, he could have walked backwards home. It was a perfect poke, perfect hit and run. It was fantastic. Talking about Jose Ramirez could have walked backwards to the home plate. I mean, it was just great. It was just perfect.
I'm just saying, when you saw Naylor and Kwan back-to-back strikeouts, bases loaded.
Wasn't feeling good then, yeah.
Well, the Naylor one was bad. The Kwan was just like the perfect pitch that he could have thrown on the corner. Speaking of Jose, did you notice this? And Kwan did this too during the game. Did you notice the wrist up celebration?
Somebody has already drawn umbrage with us that we did not talk about wrist up.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That Jose Ramirez did wrist up.
Yes.
And Stephen Kwan did wrist up into the camera. Now, wrist up is also something that
Shador Sanders does in his celebrations. Get back in Colorado, flashing the watch.
Yeah. Okay. So,
Tone,
Are they mocking it or are they celebrating it?
They're probably celebrating it, but somebody told me that this is a chess celebration of some sort as well, because they play chess during rain delays, which I remarked to Tone. I go, man, at one point we had Javaris Crittenden and Gilbert Arenas sticking guns in each other's faces, and now they're playing chess.
But what does this have to do with chess?
I don't know what it has to do with chess.
No, they're doing the Deion Sanders. There's nothing to do with chess.
It's Shador Sanders.
Shador Sanders. They're doing that. They're not. You think it's just coincidence? It just so happens.
I would assume
that they're doing the exact same thing that the Cleveland Browns draft pick quarterback who has four reality shows, a production team.
I would assume no. But that's what I heard. That's just what I heard. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to start an argument with you. I'd love it to be the Shador Sanders thing.
Well,
I think
but my next question would be, if they don't admit that they're doing that, then they're mocking it. They're definitely mocking it.
But what would there be to mock?
If they were just because he's getting publicity as a fifth round draft pick.
Were they doing it? Why the hell would the Cleveland Guardians care that he's getting publicity as a fifth round draft pick?
Athletes in this town, they see his jersey as a fifth round draft pick just got more sales than probably any Guardians jersey. You don't think that would be something that would bother other athletes?
At least publicly, I think when athletes come to Cleveland, like other athletes embrace them.
A guy that's accomplished nothing, slipped all the way to where he did. Like Jose Ramirez, a guy who goes about his business every day, doesn't have a production team following him. Like I could see athletes getting annoyed because you see how people are with Shador. There are tons of athletes, tons of football players that are annoyed at how popular he is.
I think that there could be, you could logically say it. You're going to explain this. Hold on. Yeah. You could logically say this, that somebody on the Browns would be annoyed. I don't think Jose Ramirez or Stephen Kwan or any member of the organization, as far as guys who play the game, give a damn. There is one person who's a member of the organization that absolutely cares and is really angry about it. But anybody who actually plays baseball or has anything to do with the baseball playing, none of them give a damn about that. That's ridiculous.
Give a damn about what?
About Shador Sanders.
But that's why they would mock it. That's why they would mock it.
But they're not mocking it. I don't think they're mocking it.
You just explained exactly why they would.
But they're not.
Why in this town is everybody talking about Shador Sanders?
You're explaining.
When we're sitting here winning a homestand, and we look out in the crowd, and there's nobody here, and yet everybody is calling the Sports Talk radio shows talking about a fifth-round quarterback who's in a battle with Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel, a guy nobody wants.
I haven't heard of a baseball player listening to Sports Talk radio in, like, 8 years.
Chris Perez used to listen tonight.
I know one that used to drive around town and listen to Sports Talk.
Yeah. That's right.
And then never gave you credit. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
The explanation, according to Cole Payne on Twitter, who has something to do with baseball, but I'm guessing that he got this from one of the many documentaries on their chess club that they've had since Kwan came up.
Yes.
Guardians run a chess club. One of the kids does this anytime he is speaking because it is his time to talk. That's in quotes.
There you go.
He told them to do this anytime they have a big hit because it's their time to talk. It's different than the wrist up silly.
Yeah, boom. But wait a second. So what's the timing, though? Why?
Because they had a big play. It's their time to talk.
But they've had big plays and they've had a chess club before. Why does it just so happen that they're doing
maybe
this?
Maybe you're just now
after they drafted
maybe you're just not
Shador
Sanders.
Probably
didn't matter to us before Shador was here.
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all.
I think you are totally full of it.
They are 100% doing this because of the Shador Sanders.
Well, I think there's only one way to find out from our fans.
Are you telling him?
Let's pull this out.
Are you telling us that you believe that they are mocking it, or do you believe they're just doing it because of Shador?
I don't know. I don't know the rationale. I imagine they're just the baseball team's having fun. They're busting chops. Like, that's what they do. That's the whole essence of the baseball
team. I mean, last year they did, like, the Mario coin thing, right?
Well, they're mocking Mario.
Was that part of the chess club?
Was
that the chess club, too?
They hate that Mario.
Was that a chess move?
They hate that Mario has made so much money as an entity.
Not buying it.
They're very upset that
Mario started as a chess game.
Not buying the chess club thing.
Clearly, they're jealous.
And finally, I want to go over from baseball to basketball here. Last night, we had the Game 6 between the Pistons and the Knicks, in which New York pulled it out over Detroit 116-113. During the game on MSG Network, Mike Breen, not the National Network, this is a New York station, kind of talked about J.B. Bickerstaff in a way that Cavs fans have thought for a while.
J.B. Bickerstaff, just will not stop. This is now going on live. He's back out on the court again. Wow, this guy is a heck of a coach. And what he did this year is miraculous. I've been doing this over 30 years. I don't know if I've ever seen a coach argue this much nonstop from the opening tip till now. Now, if you talk to the players, Clyde, they'll tell you this is part of why they love this guy. They say he's a dog like the players. He's fighting for us like the players. But it comes a point where Tony Brothers is going to say, another technical, you're gone. It's nonstop. It's continuous.
I think, I told you, I thought it worked against them after a while. I think that that you had refs tuning him out. I thought it became a distraction because it was every single night. And you didn't notice it much at first, and then you got in bigger games, and you're going, man, he's barking at him. I mean, the littlest things he's yelling at the refs about.
Yeah,
I think it takes its toll.
I think a young team loves that their coach stands up for him. I do think it gets tiresome over time. So they're in year one of this. They had a great year. There's no shade that they lost to the Knicks. Like, they're supposed to lose to the Knicks. The fact that these games are so close, it's exciting for them. I wonder what big move they might want to make, because there's some big...
Giannis.
It could be some big fish out there. Let's see Kevin Durant.
To Detroit.
Just a guy that's out there that they could go get, that they have the assets to get. But at the same time, yes, I think over time it does. It does wear thin.
If the Nuggets win, does James Harden get upset and want out of L.A.? Can they go get James Harden?
A great series, that is.
Has been a great series.
I'm surprised they won that Game 6 last night. But even that's the thing. Nuggets, I thought, would blow them out in Game 7, but the same thing happened last year with Minnesota, and Minnesota beat them.
So I thought
it's going to be tough.
Will Jokic lose another Game 7 and this one at home again?
That's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding, Mitch.
Will Mitch answer the question?
He's going to tell us if this is Evan Mobley's coming out party to the rest of the country, even though he's a Defensive Player of the Year, whether or not this is the series he dominates, this coming series starting Sunday against the Indiana Pacers. What time do we have for that?
Do we know yet? We don't know. 6 or 8? Yeah, it's either 6 or 8, depending on whether or not this Warriors-Rockets game goes to a game 7. The series goes to 7. If it does, then the Cavs would get bumped out of primetime and go to 6.
Well, we have Evan Mobley going for us. We don't know if we are going to have Darius Garland. Kenny Atkinson was asked yesterday how Darius Garland is looking with that sprained big toe.
I think it's just day-to-day right now. Toe's a tough one. You know, there's pain and all that. But the good thing when we watch him shooting right now, he's moving well. Just no contact yet.
It's weird. I've argued it. The conversation, when you give it a little bit of life, it's like a fire. If you breathe into the fire, if you blow into the fire, it's going to start to pick up if you're trying to start one there at your campground or something like that. And you give it a little bit of oxygen, and the fire started to pick up a little bit over the Ty Jerome conversation that you and I had with some of the people out there. And Kyle Anderson really got it going because, okay, this is an NBA player. We got to talk about it. He's given it life. He's given it justification, which, by the way, Kenny Atkinson, we're going to play that in just a moment. Kenny Atkinson was asked about it. But now I hope you folks who are big Ty Jerome truthers, I hope you guys are going to end up being right, because if he can't go, if Darius can't go, this is a different animal. I think that this is going to be a tough team and a tough series. It's a much better team than what you dealt with the Miami Heat. I don't think that Ty Jerome's going to have just as easy of a time as he had against the Heat over last weekend. Kenny Atkinson, he actually responded to the comments by Kyle Anderson. I saw this from Daryl's Twitter account, writer, earlier yesterday. But here is Kenny Atkinson talking about, and very succinctly, pay attention, talking about Kyle Anderson and his comments about Darius Garland and the Cavs being better without him.
I don't listen to that. I think we're better with our all-star point guard, personally.
So he did it as quickly as he possibly could. I hope the Ty Jerome people are right, because if Ty Jerome's got to go, you're going to need him. Let me ask you this. Can you beat the Pacers without Darius Garland? Probably in a series,
Think you could.
Well, you're asking a lot more of Donovan. You're asking more of other
Evan
people.
Evan Mobley has to dominate the series if that is the case, which I wouldn't put past him. I mean, he's continuing to show me things every time he goes out on the basketball floor that I just get amazed at the jump. It's like every game there's a jump. We talk about leaps, but it seems like every week he's doing new things that he didn't do the week before. So he would have to have a great series. Donovan, like you're not going to be able to get away with just so much of what they got away with in the Miami. Actually, they got away. I mean, they just so dominated the Miami series that everybody played well. I mean, there's who played poorly in the Miami series? Nobody.
Nobody.
Like, I imagine, you know, there are guys that are going to have a bad series against Indiana. It just can't be Donovan in that case. If
well, they'll take somebody away. Who do they take away from it? I think Darius Garland, if he's not able to go, takes himself away. Like, I get nervous about it because it's if you win without Darius Garland, then it's going to fan more flames for some of those people out there. But I don't need to care about that because I'm interested in winning. If all
yeah,
of a sudden
whatever,
there's a,
whatever it takes at this stage of the playoffs.
If all of a sudden there's a person, if all of a sudden you don't win without Darius Garland, well, my team's now struggling. And I haven't heard anybody with a microphone in front of their face actually say that they believe that this team is better without Darius Garland. Somebody of an opinion here say that they think that this team is better without Darius Garland. Now, I haven't heard a lot of the other shows this week. Has somebody else on this station or anywhere else said it? I don't think they have, that this team is better without Darius Garland. Because if they don't win without Darius, then those people just run away from their opinion. Like, it's just a giant glory hole. It's all anonymous there. I don't need to talk to anybody. I can't find them. I can't run them down afterwards. So now I have to figure out what this team's going to be able to do without Darius Garland. And you said it. Now it puts more on Evan Mobley. I think it puts more on Donovan Mitchell. And I'm trying to get through series by saving. Now you're going to have to play him more minutes already than you had because you're not going to be able to blow out Indiana 3 out of 4 games. But damn it, you're going to be asking a lot more of this basketball team because you're playing a much better team than Indiana. With Indiana, I think that they're a sleeper here. I do. I'm not trying to scare anybody.
Look,
I'm not trying to scare myself.
Look, I was very confident.
But they're a sleeper.
I was very confident before this news. Is it? Do we know specifically what it is? I hear a sprained big toe. I mean, did he stub his toe? I mean, that technically is a sprain. It actually can turn into a break. Is that what it is? They will never say, like, a player's missing a game for a stubbed toe, but that is...
NBA players' toes
I'm telling you, by the way, I stubbed a toe once in a hotel room in Jacksonville, and I couldn't even walk. I could not even walk for the next 3 days. I was on a crutch.
If you hit your toe on a bedpost, have you ever done that? Like accidentally with your foot, you're moving around a little bit. Like you're getting ready to go about your day on like a Saturday and you accidentally kick the corner of the bed and it hits your toe. Like you are having the worst day. You become Michael Douglas and falling down.
It sucks.
It is the worst feeling ever.
My wife just 2 months ago kicked the corner of the wall, like walking past. And black and blue, her whole top of her foot. Black. Yeah. I mean, the severity could be.
That's how Jack Daniel died. He kicked the safe.
So he
got gangrene. That was
worse.
It.
I heard.
Darius is Jack Daniel.
I heard Brian Windhorst.
He's joke now.
Said this was a re-aggravation. And if this is something he's just got to deal with the rest of the playoffs, that is brutal. That is brutal because Darius is somebody who I think we've seen in the past, unfortunately, when he's dinged up. It changes who he is as a player. He can't play as carefree, as confidently.
That swagger,
that little hop that he has in his step, you know, he'll hit a three and then, you know, hold it up and then kind of hop his way. Like, if that is gone from them, then that makes, because they need to be healthy against the Celtics. The Indiana Pacers, you know, I don't know that they need to be fully healthy because they're just better. They're just more talented than the Pacers, but yeah, I'm a little more nervous today than I was yesterday at this time, I'll admit.
Like, Donovan's not that much taller than Darius, 6'3", 6'4", maybe. But he looks so much stronger. No offense to Darius, he just looks so much stronger. And so when Donovan's playing with a groin, a knee, he's had a hip issue here and there, he's able to kind of power through it. Like, if you compare him to the Zeus of Zeuses like LeBron, LeBron would play with injuries, and I know people argue whether or not he was injured or not. Okay, he'd play with injuries, but it doesn't affect him the way it would affect other people. Darius isn't just 6'2". Darius is slight. Darius is not a big person, and there's not a lot of muscle there. So any injury, I think, does have that effect on Darius more than it has with Donovan. Donovan has more muscle, more bulk. He's able to get through it a little bit easier.
We already know.
I worry about Darius.
Yes, 100%. Donovan, I mean, last year, didn't he drop 50 on one leg?
Yes.
Like, Darius can't do that. That's just not who he is. So when his shot is going down, when his shot is falling, Darius is a big, big threat because he's so skilled and can score, you know, in different levels, and he has that floater working, and his handles are really good. But when he's dinged up, he's a different player. And here is the issue. Like, we talked about the Tyler Hero, Darius Garland war words in the last series. We know every team targets Darius. That's considered one of the few weaknesses that the Cavs have is that they got the small guards. But you notice, they don't go after Donovan nearly as much.
No.
As they go, Donovan can stand his ground. Yeah, guys might be able to shoot over him, but you're not just forging your way the way that the Jaylen Browns of the world can do that against Darius. And he's already a target. And now the world knows. Now the rest of the playoffs, they all know that he's dealing with this. And the Pacers are a team that will rip the ball out of the basket. They will run after makes. And that's going to be a lot. That's going to be a lot for Darius to try to handle. So now the focus then goes to Kenny Atkinson. What is the leash? What is does he have a feel? Is he going to have a feel in this series of, oh man, Halliburton is going after him? Or if they are getting caught in switches and it's, you know, Nembhard or Mathurin or, you know, any of those guys are going after him. Heck, McConnell off the bench is 120 miles an hour. How is he responding, and what does Atkinson do if it becomes a big, big issue?
Does Darius care about anything that Kyle Anderson said, in all honesty?
No.
Okay. If he doesn't care, then I think you have to be judicious, because I think that some of the stuff that's being said about Ty Jerome, he's a fine player, but some of this stuff is crazy and overrated. But you might have to play him more minutes because Darius is banged up. Like, I can't have – can I have Darius go 40-plus?
Yeah, but interestingly –
In game two?
Interestingly enough,
I don't think so.
Those last two games, Ty Jerome did not start. You would have thought, oh, you'll move Ty Jerome into the starting lineup.
That's true.
And, you know, Ty can play point. And they didn't do that. Sam Merrill,
yeah.
In those games. Can you get away with that? I don't think you get away with that against the Celtics. You can get away with that against the Heat, who have a foot out the door. Against the Pacers, it's really, really interesting because, you know, guys like Siakam will try to get like Sam Merrill in a mismatch. Like, how does that work if that's the case? So it's just something to pay attention to. It's not doom and gloom. It doesn't mean the championship run is over.
Nobody's.
I mean, Darius might be fine. Darius might be fine. We won't know until we see it. But it's just something to think about, because I guarantee the Pacers. The antennas went up when they heard this about the toe, and they were already going to attack him.
Well, it's to me, I think it becomes another test of Ty Jerome, and I think it becomes more minutes for Ty Jerome and another test for Kenny Atkinson. I think it's easy to admit something like that. I think it's the right thing to admit. 216-474-0092 to you. What if Darius can't go because of the toe injury? What do you do if you're Kenny Atkinson if Darius can't go?